talk brew. Baton Rouge Entrepreneurship Week, which is going on, or we're wrapping up, I should say, with Brew right now. Joining us now to talk about this is the Director of Marketing and Community Engagement from Nexus Louisiana, Natisha Natt. Natisha, good morning. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm doing so well.
I'm glad to have you on this morning. We're going to be joined by Dr. Manos Chatsopoulos. In fact, he's on right now. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing?
Doing very well. We're going to get to you in a minute because I want to talk about the high-stakes pitch competition in a little bit, which you won last year. But, Natisha, let's start with you and get an overview of what the Baton Rouge Entrepreneurship Week is all about.
Sure. Thanks so much for asking. So we are in our 12th year of Brew, Baton Rouge Entrepreneurship Week, and this year we have really expanded it to focus on more entrepreneurship, more innovation, and a more community-oriented event. It's 6 days. We've expanded it from a day and a half, which was last year, but this year is 6 full days. We're kicking it off on the first day with a block party in celebration of our theme, which is Rediscover and Reimagine. It'll be followed by 3 full days of content, scaling a business, starting a business, how can you incorporate innovative tactics in your corporation? And then we're going to have our always highly anticipated event, the high-stakes pitch competition, and then we're going to end on Saturday with a kid entrepreneur-focused event all day on Saturday. So we're really excited.
My apologies. I said leading in that this was wrapping up. It's not coming up until May. I was looking at something else on my email while talking at the same time. That's me. May 1st through 6th is the Baton Rouge Entrepreneurship Week. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about recruiting entrepreneurs to get involved. How do we get folks that are kind of on the sidelines thinking they might want to be part of this to physically become part of this?
Well, first off, I would say, be engaged. Talk to people you know that are entrepreneurs, but then also visit our website, which is celebratebrew.com. And you can also follow us on Instagram. We're available to answer any questions that you may have. This event is really for anybody that is an entrepreneur. We're focusing on all industries and all levels of entrepreneurship. But even if you're aspiring, we have opportunities for you to explore as well.
We're talking with Natisha Natt and Dr. Manos Chatsopoulos. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Thank you.
A little bit about Baton Rouge Entrepreneurship Week. A couple more before we get into the pitch competition there, Manos. Stick with Natisha. We talk about the overview of what's to be expected. Can you walk me through a few of the individual events during the week where entrepreneurs will be able to make the most of this intentionality on the calendar?
Sure. Absolutely. So, like I mentioned, on the first day, we're going to have a block party. It is downtown. And, of course, this is really a celebration and just to get people excited mm-hmm. about entrepreneurship and, all of us coming together with this united focus. And then we'll have the 3 days of content. You can expect keynote sessions. You can expect Q&A sessions. We're going to talk about the rise of AI, artificial intelligence. We're going to talk about investment capital. How can you actually start a business? What are the different funding options that are available to you? And then we also have the pitch competition. And then we have some networking and meetups that are going to occur also. And all of the information is available on our website at celebratebrew.com. And we'll be releasing more and more details as we get closer to the event.
Can't believe this thing's in its 12th year already for the Baton Rouge Entrepreneurship Week. And yes, it does culminate with the pitch competition. So let's go ahead and move over to Dr. Manos Chatsopoulos, co-founder of Park Zen. We'll get into a little bit about what Park Zen is in a minute. But Dr. Chatsopoulos, walk me through let's talk about the pitch competition in terms of what it is, and then we'll walk through your experience after that. What is the pitch competition?
Absolutely. So I'm very excited about this. It's a very interesting event where you have the unique opportunity not just to pursue seed funding, but also to receive incredible feedback from a diverse group of experts, including investors, other entrepreneurs, and business persons. So I would say to any aspiring young entrepreneur in our region, definitely take a look into that competition, because regardless of funding, you can improve your business model and value proposition and enhance your product market fit. So I highly recommend it. It's been an amazing experience for us. And we've learned and grown since then, thanks to the resources and the coaching that we received from this amazing event.
It's described a lot like being on Shark Week. How was your experience with it? What did you do, and how did you come out with a W here?
Yeah, so it was very nerve-wracking, of course, because, you know, the judges are scrutinizing every aspect of your business model and idea. But that's the whole point, right? That's how you grow. That's how you learn. And we were very confident about the product that we have and the technology that we developed right here at LSU. And I was just up there in the stage, very confident and proud to talk about it and have the opportunity to receive their feedback. So, yeah, it was nerve-wracking, but at the same time, it was quite rewarding. And, you know, being a professor at LSU, I'm a little more confident with crowds because I have to teach a lot of students over on campus, so.
We're talking with Dr. Manos Tsotsopoulos about his experience in the Baton Rouge Entrepreneurship Week's pitch competition, the high-stakes pitch competition, pitching Park Zen. What's Park Zen?
Park Zen offers real-time parking guidance for drivers and parking intelligence analytics for parking operators without using any expensive hardware to monitor parking. So basically, we integrate our service to third-party applications and of organizations such as universities like LSU in order to provide their constituents with a hardware-free way to monitor parking in real time, find parking on campus, for example. And we do so with our technology, which was developed right here at LSU. We call it smart crowdsourcing, and you can think of it pretty much like the ways for parking for universities, shopping malls, and other large parking operations.
How does that work? Is it crowdsourcing a little bit, but how do you make sure everything's accurate?
Yeah, so that's what we spent two years plus developing and testing. So basically, all you got to do is download the app and provide location permissions, mm-hmm. or be part of the LSU mobile app where we're going to be integrating into, and then you just go by your day. And Parkson analyzes your connectivity to your vehicle. It post-processes the data from the phone sensors, GPS, accelerometer, to understand in real time whether you're pulling into a spot and parking or moving away from a spot and vacating that spot. And based on this anonymized data, we don't track people, we don't track their location histories. We just can estimate what the parking lot occupancies are, where other users are leaving spots in real time, and then basically help match people that look for parking with people that recently left parking spots.
I mean, it beats the heck out of driving in circles, giving people the finger. We're talking with Dr. Manos Tsotsopoulos, one of the co-founders of Park Zen. All right, so you walk away with a $100,000 prize. How have you used that to help grow your baby here? How have you used that to help grow your project?
Oh, definitely, yeah. So without this funding, it would be impossible to keep the engine that makes this operation run, which is not just myself, honestly, but it's a lot of bright young computer science students at LSU and interns, and my co-founder, who is a computer science student at LSU, Haron Tamam. And this money allowed us to support this effort to grow our product, because when you build something like that, it's kind of like a living, breathing thing. It never stops expanding and improving. But also, it allowed us to participate in trade shows and conferences, parking and mobility conferences, where we really were able to get our initial traction. So following three of those events that we participated in, thanks to the funding from Brew, we were able to sign up a few more customers already within the first year of operation. So believe it or not, this $100,000 from Brew plus a lot of work took us pretty far over the course of a year.
We're talking with Dr. Manos Tsotsopoulos, the co-founder of Park Zen, and Natisha Nett from Nexus Louisiana. Hey, one more for you, Dr. Tsotsopoulos, before moving back to Natisha for a minute. As an entrepreneur in here in Baton Rouge, what do you feel are the biggest challenges that Baton Rouge entrepreneurs face here locally?
Well, I think that this is an amazing environment to get involved with a diverse group of people and learn from them, because it's not just about raising the funds. It's not just about improving your idea. It's also about learning from other individuals that have been through the process or are going through the process and share resources with one another. And, you know, as a Greek-born professor of astrophysics here at LSU, and someone who encounters young and energetic, smart people striving for success on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. I highly invite them to join this competition, become part of the experience in space, and meet the great people behind this event. And, you know, you may not end up with $100,000, but I can guarantee you will end up with a rewarding experience that will help you grow as a person and connect with other people in your area, and perhaps start even some new great friendships along the way.
What about you, Natisha, from your end? What do you feel are the entrepreneur's biggest challenges in Baton Rouge?
Definitely access to capital would be one of those key challenges. Excuse me. And we are so excited to be able to offer opportunities such as the high-stakes pitch competition and then also our more localized competitions such as Pitch VR and our different programming such as Ignition, which offers opportunities for businesses to gain insight on how to obtain investment capital, how to structure their company for growth, and identify even their appropriate target audience. So, you know, it's not just one thing that's a challenge, but we do recognize that funding is one, and we have opportunities to help them along the way.
Yeah, I figured investment capital would be the big one there, and that's something that, you know, as Brew has grown over the last decade plus, awareness and resources, you know, support networks and whatnot have grown as well, but I don't know that they can be I don't know that the investment capital in Baton Rouge has been able to keep up the pace.
Well, organizations such as Innovation Catalyst and also the Red Stick Angel Network are great resources for entrepreneurs who are seeking investment capital. I would encourage anyone who, you know, is at a point to where they're, you know, they're seeking investment capital to reach out to those organizations to you know, just identify opportunities that may exist. But they are great resources just to gain insight. And what's important to note is that you may not get it the first time, first go around, but there are resources to help you along the way throughout every stage, and you should definitely take advantage of those.
This year's theme is Rediscover and Reimagine, a call to action to find new ways of using our existing resources for the Baton Rouge Entrepreneurship Week. Natisha, before we get you out of here, tell folks once again where they can go. Entrepreneurs, potential investors, random spectators, where do they go to learn more?
Go to celebratebrew.com or follow us on Instagram at celebratebrew. Registration is now open. It's the cost is $75, but if you use the code SAVE25, it'll be $50 for you.
celebratebrew.com to register. As an attendee, as a volunteer, you can do it all over there. All right, in the meanwhile, I appreciate a couple minutes of your time this morning. Natisha Natt and Dr. Manos Tratsopoulos, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate you greatly.